Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Dose of Encouragement with the one and only Ren Roberts. And today we are looking on a topic that I don't find many folks talking about anymore, where many folks are not necessarily preaching on it anymore. But this is from the topic of repent, with a sub-theme of we are beyond entertainment. Repent. We are beyond entertainment. And if I may say, I felt it so strongly in my spirit, where I feel like we are in the day and age where there's a generation that is crying out saying, I don't want theatrics anymore. I don't want the typical things from back in the day anymore, the hollering and the hoping and nothing makes sense. I want the word of God. I've seen and heard the cries of some young people that's just saying, I want God. I just want the word. I don't want to be entertained anymore. Give me Jesus. I'm not looking for folks to entertain me. I'm not looking for folks to make me feel good, but I want folks who will teach me and to lead me into the word of God. That's the cry of a generation of young people. And even if it hurts, that's okay. Because guess what happens when we have the ouch moments in the word? It forces us to go back and to take another look at the word, to take another moment to pause and to reflect on the word of God. See, I miss the days. I miss the days of the old preaching. The preaching that tells us that sin is still sin no matter what. That sin is sin and that repentance is needed and that we should repent and be baptized, repent and turn back to God because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4, 12 to 17, but verse 17 stood out to me when Jesus said, repent and turn back to God. Repent from your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, repentance is the message that has been preached in the days of old and is still the message that needs to be preached today. It's still relevant to the days that we live in. John preached repentance his entire life, and the message has not change. The message will not change because repentance is still necessary. It is time that we get to a place where we walk away, we turn away from sin, we turn away from those things. When the Bible tells us that we should lay aside every weight and every sin and everything that will so easily beset us, and we will run the race, because there's a race that is ahead of us. But you cannot run with the baggage and with the loads that you're carrying. So it is high time that we lay those things aside and to turn back to Jesus. Come back to the word of God. Come back to God. Come back to the word that is sharper than any two-edged sword. Come back to the word where you can find comfort, where you can find peace. Rebuked if you need to be rebuked. Come back to the word of God. I'm not the one that will come and say, keep sinning, and keep living. I'm not that one. I'm not the one that's gonna tell you that, okay, you know what? Do what you do because God will understand. Do what you wanna do, live how you wanna live, and then when you're done, give God the crumbs. My prayer is that when you're done, God, when all is said and done, you need to get the glory. When all is said and done, God needs to get the glory. So I'm calling forth to one that has turned away from God, come back to Jesus. One that has not yet known the Lord, come to Jesus. Come to the Savior. Come to the one that died so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Come to Jesus. We are beyond entertainment. We are beyond all of that. come to Jesus and live. Will, am I saying that you will never have issues again? I would be a liar if I said that. Am I saying that you will never struggle again? I'll be a liar if I said that. But his grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. To carry us through. His grace is sufficient. Repent. We are beyond entertainment. Imagine if Jesus had said that I didn't come to abolish the law, but to entertain. Imagine if that's what he had said. I came not to abolish the law, but to entertain you, to make you feel good, to tell you the lies that you want to hear so that you can keep sinning and keep on living. Imagine if that's what Jesus had done. What purpose would our lives have today? According to Luke 9 and 10, where it says, So the Son of Man came to seek and save and to entertain. Imagine if that's what that scripture had said. But no, the word of God said the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. He did not come to seek and to save and to entertain that which was lost. He came to seek and to save and to call us to a place of repentance and to call us back to the word and to call us back to himself, because he is the word. What would life be like today if Jesus had come to entertain? We'd be walking around here like clowns, not knowing what to do, where to go, what the next move is, what the next step is. I'm not against the lights. I'm not against the cameras. I'm not against the actions. I'm not against that. But what I'm trying to show you, my friends, is that it is more than that. It is more than the feel good and the aesthetics of entertainment. It's more than that. It's more than the smoke and the club lights and how I can make you feel good. It's more than that. It's more than the entertainment. I pray and I feel it's so deeply in my spirit that I pray that we'll get back to the days where we will understand who we are in God. We'll understand that where we are, we need to walk in repentance, live repentance, speak repentance, preach repentance, because it is still relevant in this day. I'm not the one that's going to tell you to go, that you can be in the club on a Saturday night and come Sunday morning to come lead praise and worship like all is well. I might not be loved after this, but that's all right. Because I feel it that God is calling us to repentance, but so many of us are walking and our ears are deafened and our hearts are hardened. But my prayer today is that we will get to a place where we can walk out of the entertainment spirit. Many churches are saying, how can we need more young people. How can we get the young people? I can tell you this, the games will not keep them. The games might get them, but it won't keep them. The sugar-coated version of the word might get them, but it won't keep them. There's nothing there to sustain them. There's nothing there to sustain them. So I keep wondering, when did we get to a place of entertainment and moved away from the word? What happened to the word of God? What happened to the undiluted word of God? Has it lost its flavor? Has it lost the authority that it had? What happened to the word? Why are we running away from the word, trying to find every trick in the book to entertain folks? Give them the word of God. That's what we need. So after the entertainment is over, where is the meat? Where is the substance? When Jesus saw all the mess that was going on in the temple and he went to flip them tables over, he wasn't going there to entertain anyone. He went there to say, yo, get your life in order. Get yourself in order. That's what that was. Get yourself in order. Repent. Stop defiling the temple of God. Repent. We are beyond entertainment. So no, I'm not the one that will come and just tell you again, as I'll say it again, I'm not the one that will come and tell you to keep sinning and keep on living. I'm not the one. I'm not the one. I've lived my life long enough and walked in sin long enough, and I'm not perfect. I'm so far from it. So far from perfect. But here's the thing that I love. I serve the God that when you come and say, Father, forgive me, he forgives. And it is with the intention that you're not going back to live the same old thing that you just came and repented from. See, true repentance means that I've walked away from it. So yes, I've walked away from my exes. I've walked away from relationships. I've walked away from things because I wanted God more than I wanted them. See, my God is no entertainer. Jesus was not an entertainer, so I'm not here to entertain either. I'm here to say, come back to Jesus. You'll hear, live with the time. Change with the time. And it's okay to be relevant. We have to be. But the word of God does not change. The messengers might change, but the message doesn't change. The message is still repent and be baptized. Repent and turn from your sin and turn to God. Because the kingdom of heaven is near. So what happens when you come in one day and the microphones are not working and the lights are not working and all the smoke machines are not working? Will you grow cold and weary? Will you lose sight of where you were going? What happens when the music doesn't make you feel good anymore? What do you have to fall back on? Get into the word. I pray that we'll move away from the entertainment world of the gospel, the entertaining gospel. Move away from that and come into the true meaning and the true meat of the word of God. Come to that. I don't care if you're Adventist, Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist. I don't care who and what you are. God is calling us to a place of repentance. God is calling us to come back to the word. So many of us are so focused on how can I get my views up? How can I get my numbers up? How can I move from 100 to 500 people? How can I? It's more than the numbers. With all that number, how many folks have come to Jesus? How many folks have you reached that said yes to Jesus? Out of all those numbers, it's more than the numbers. It's about the word of God. It's about the undiluted word of God. See, we are beyond entertainment. I am tired of the entertainment. I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of the theatrics and the asthma attacks that folks be having in microphones and the jumping up on chairs. I'm tired of all of that. Give me the word of God, man. Folks are out here crying out because they just need, they need something. And they've realized that all the other mess did not work. But if all that you have to give them are the games, then you have nothing to offer. You have nothing to offer. See, I'm tired of the light preaching and the sugar-coated gospel. I'm tired of it. Preach the word in and out of season. Preach as thus saith the Lord. When you go back to Ezekiel 9, when God said to Ezekiel, to the angels that were there, to the men that were there, I'm going to send you to clean out an entire city. Clean out, start with the church first. Start in my house first. Start in my house first. But the only thing I'm going to tell you is do not touch the ones that has the mark, that have the mark on them. Do not touch the ones that I've placed my hands on. But I want for you to remove every other one. Everyone, every leader that has refused to lead my people in the direction that I've instructed them to. Repent. We are beyond entertainment. We are beyond the entertainment, and God is calling us back to the word. God is calling us back to the cross. He's calling us back to our knees. He's calling us back to the place of picking up our cross and following him daily. He's calling us back to a place where we can die to ourselves daily. He's calling us to a place where we can rise up, pick up your bed and walk. He's calling us to a place where we can say, I no longer have want to have the desire for sin. I don't want to have this desire anymore, but I want to come to Jesus. I want to live a life sold out to Jesus. I want to walk in the ways of the Lord. Will that be you today? Will that be you that will say, I'm repenting of my sin, and I'm coming to Jesus. And if you're a backslider, I am coming back to Jesus. I cannot give you anything else but the word. When Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such that I have give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up. In the name of Jesus, repent. In the name of Jesus, put aside the entertainment. In the name of Jesus, come back to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk away. Maybe you might have to walk away from a relationship. Maybe you might have to walk away from a friendship. Maybe you might have to even go tell your families, yo, I'll see y'all later. Maybe you might have to just step away. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, repent. We are beyond entertainment. Repentance is an action word. So 180. Walking away from sin and walking towards God. Walking away from sin and walking towards God. Repent. We are beyond entertainment. We are beyond entertainment. We are beyond the lights, the cameras, and the actions, and who can look better on Zoom, and who can preach the best sermon on Facebook and YouTube. We are beyond that. I'm tired of it. Because there's a call, there's a cry, there's a beckoning in the earth. Bring us the word. Give us the word. Teach us the word of God. It is more than the jam-packed Sunday mornings or Sabbath mornings. It's more than how many tongues you can speak. Because you can speak all the tongues you want, but if you ain't repent, it means nothing. So I pray today that if you hear this word, you will repent and come back to Jesus, because we are beyond entertainment. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen to the word today. Don't forget to like, to comment, to share, and to subscribe for more dose of encouragement with none other than yours truly, the one and only Ren Roberts. Stay smiling, stay happy, and stay in the Word of God.